Now, I want to cover something here in an article, and it's written by attorney Jonathan Emord, author of Rise of Tyranny and Global Censorship of Health Information. We are now reaching a point that the technology is coming in where that I have another article here showing that for embryos, mouse embryos in Spain, they are tattooing barcodes right on them. Okay? So the thing with the invisible tattoo for the mark of the beast looks like more and more reality. But you see, God is not going to have that come until just right before the tribulation begins. See? Now, here's something that can be very disturbing. It reminds me of this little story about the first airliner that people would go on that had no pilot. Everything was going really, really smooth. Everyone was happy. Avoided all the rough weather and all of that sort of thing. And as it was landing, just to assure everyone, they put their, you know, buckled their seat belts and everything, and the announcement on coming out from where the pilot should have been said, "Thank you everyone for flying. We are landing now, and there is nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. Everything is just fine." But, see, you talk about the United States government budget. The elite will not take down the United States until they have figured alternative funding. Because there are what are called black items on the budget. Now, the black items on the budget are those things which are not declared. This is how they were able to develop the stealth. And the government deliberately put out things about UFOs so that they would not discover the stealth planes that we were developing. And they weren't unveiled until the first Iraq war. And remember, they went in with those stealth planes and just took everything out from Iraq. The radar couldn't catch them, even those big flying wings, what are they, the B-1 bomber? You can't track them, okay? Now, here's what they've been doing. The CIA and the United States Air Force are investing billions to increase the number and improve the technological capabilities of hundreds of Predators and Reaper drones, unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, flying in the skies of Afghanistan and Pakistan, operated for takeoff and in landing from in theater bases. That means bases right in Afghanistan. Okay. Pilots stationed at Langley, Virginia, at the CIA and Indian Springs in Nevada, operate the drones around the clock, flying around. They're up so high you can't hear them. Have you ever been out and you've heard even a big jet flying by, you know, and you look, I hear it, but where is it, you know? You can't find it. Mm-hmm. Or a small plane, you know, that's flying overhead, you can hear it, but you can't locate it. And I remember when I was in Korea, we had one exercise as to how the Piper Cubs can come down and almost stop in midair, and you can pick up a message package or give one to them. And they come in, and are so quiet, they come in, and they get down and come to this point right here. And here we're standing, and all of a sudden, here it is. Grab the bag, boom, takes right off. See? So these stealth planes are something. They get up there 30,000 feet. They have cameras that, you know, can virtually, you know, take your fingerprint shots at 30,000 feet. Okay, to operate drones around the clock and search for terrorists, Taliban, and other enemies of the United States. Why don't they do that over the border? And tell everyone, if you're crossing the border, a drone is going to take you out. Poof! Illegal immigration would cease instantly. Wouldn't it? Without a doubt. They have the ability to do that. Now, they could use these, and if they gave the warning to Mexico and saying, okay, we have drones up here, and anyone who crosses, man, woman, or child, they're going to be zapped. No more. Immigration problem would stop. But there's corruption south of the border and north of the border, and the ones, the super elite at the top, we know from Vietnam and the Golden Triangle, because they were bringing drugs into America on U.S. Air Force transport planes. See? So the super elite get everything. They get it. See? That's why if anyone thinks that an election can change this country, they don't have a clue as to what's going on. Now, we had an election, they may change a little. They'll let people change it for a little bit. They'll give it a little more time, and they go back and change it back the way it was. You know? So they could do it, but these drones operate around the clock in search of terrorists, Taliban, and other enemies of the United States. Have you read the Department of Homeland Security? Who are some of the ones they consider potential terrorists or even terrorists? Those who believe in the return of Christ. Those who believe that the Bible is the Word of God. Those who believe that the super elite are taking over the world. Well, fly a little drone over here. They know where you are. And if not, then they have their cell phone brigade out here to tell anybody anywhere you are. See? Let's go on. UAVs permit constant eye-in-the-sky observation for terrorists, largely invisible presence, and rapid kill capacities. So over here in Nevada or Virginia, the man can be there watching all of this go on, and he's sitting there with his screen, and he gets the order to take him out. He presses a button, the message goes to the UAV, bam, down comes whatever ammunition that they have, and boy, it kills them, it disintegrates them. There's nothing left with them, see? Okay, they're there. UAVs are a part of a major change in battlefield operations now underway as American forces become leaner, more agile, and more ubiquitous to trouble zones. Depend on far fewer Americans in the theater and permit dogged pursuit of the enemy until it is eliminated. You wait. They will get an agreement with Yemen, and they will go in and zap them with drones. Now, they're going to have to give a lot of money to the Yemenese government, because just like anything else, oh, well, we know they're here, but we don't know what we could do. Well, what would it take for us to help you with your economy so that you would cooperate with us? And after all, they're killing your people too, and we could help get rid of them. We could just take them out with the drones. You don't have to worry about your army. You don't have to worry about the police. We'll just take them out. And if they're in a cave, they can have one of those weapons come down, a seeing eye weapon, and go right into the cave. Hey? Drones already crowd the skies over the northeastern border region between Afghanistan and Pakistan, where al-Qaeda leaders are believed camp. The military and intelligence communities are fast at work trying to expand the visual camera field. In other words, get more data, more coverage. They are working to gather more data despite being overwhelmed already by data drone retrieved. A single day of drone activities creates enough data to fill every CD and DVD ever created. Wow. Know where you are. You know, what does it say there of the beast? No one can make war with him. Mm-hmm. Okay? Not even terrorist war anymore. Mm-hmm. And can you imagine if all of this is accomplished on Obama's watch? Oh, bragging rights, woo, woo. Okay. Approximately 19 specialists must work to evaluate intelligence derived from one drone. The military intelligence communities aim to develop software that will sift through mountains of data for usable intelligence at a much faster rate. Unmanned camouflage, robotic artillery of different sizes and capacities, they will have those all automated too. Just go out into the battlefield, cover all the terrain, be all right there. At least it'll cut down on the, IEV things that blow up the Jeeps and the trucks, okay? And will be far more integrated with air and remote activities. For example, in addition to cameras capable of drawing near images of potential targets on ground in a much larger swath than is now common, drones will employ more sophisticated eavesdropping equipment. Now you can't even whisper, and they can pick it up. Did you know that there are a lot of things available that you could order on a catalog that you can get, that it advertise, listen to what your neighbors are saying down the street? Yes, indeed. I mean, you can't even have a decent family fight anymore without the whole neighborhood knowing it, you know. Okay. All right. They will communicate data to multiple air and land drones to remote pilots instantaneously and will permit coordinated attacks by several drones in the air and on the land against a single target. Everybody sitting in front of a computer screen. Remember one of the first games that came out for kids to play after Pac-Man? Remember Pac-Man? Jonathan remembers we used to go to Chuck E. Cheese and there was the Pac-Man thing. And you and David used to have contests who could eat up the most, you know, Pac-Man things. Okay. Later on, then, you had to fight the invaders from outer space, right? Okay. Now, here we have the same thing. The invaders from outer space are up there, and they can get you. You think you're quiet? They have eavesdropping equipment and be guided by underground, guided into underground hideouts to detonate weapons calculated to destroy or entomb the enemy without risking a single American flight. And they're 30 to 40,000 feet in the air. Now, how many remember what happened in Iran? They have a cave, a big built-out cave, where they have those people who run the atomic program over there in Iran. They have their top scientists down there. And one day, there was a big explosion down in there. And no one knows how it happened. One of these bombs, right down. Did they know where it was? Yes. The CIA know what to do? Yes. Could it be that they tested out one of their weapons? Who did it? No Israeli planes. No American planes. How did it happen? How could the Iranians be so sloppy as to blow up the main center where their main nuclear scientists are working down in this protective cave? No one can make war against the beast, huh? Just think, when all of this technology is given to a world government, well, it virtually is, because the super elite control it. But we don't know it. Later it will be, they control it, and we know it. Okay? Isn't that something? That truly horrific prospect will soon exist for those who would kill Americans. The new world of military robotics is defining a way for the United States to seek out and destroy terrorist targets whenever they appear and wherever they are in the world. As the technology continues to become more sophisticated and operates unceasingly, terrorists will face their worst nightmare. All we're doing is helping them go to Allah. You know, it's like one terrorist blew himself up and he got up there and whoever the equivalent of St. Peter is up there, you know, the Muslim standing there with the sword, and he gets up there and says, "Where are my 72 virgins?" And he says, "Sorry, son, we just ran out." "Yeah, but I blew myself up so I could be here." "Well, you should have solved your sex problems on Earth." Okay, let's go. I mean, we have to be practical, okay? So here's what will happen. They will be beset by thousands of intelligent kill machines that will endlessly track them until they are destroyed. Thanks to extraordinary drone technology, we are fast turning the tables on the terrorists, making them everywhere the hunted instead of the opportunistic hunters, and leaving them no safe haven. Well, that's good. We get rid of the enemy. But what about when you have other enemies you need to get rid of? See? Now, you look at all of these things, and you need to realize that here's part of the prayer. Let's come to Matthew 6, okay? And we'll close here. Matthew 6. Sometimes we get wrapped up in so many things that we forget about this, that we are looking for the kingdom of God, that we want the kingdom of God to come. And we are every day to pray for the kingdom of God to come. Now let's read it here. Matthew 6 and verse 9. "Therefore you are to pray after this manner. This is a model prayer. Our Father who is in heaven." That's the sacred name of the Father. Our Father. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 23, "Call no man on earth your father." That is in a religious sense. Okay? Because you have one Father who is in heaven above. "Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name." First thing we ask for is your kingdom come. Not only looking forward to the kingdom coming, but what we are doing is this. We are submitting ourselves to the laws and the commandments and the love of God because he has brought us unto the kingdom of God, not into it, but unto it, because with the Spirit of God, who is to rule in our hearts? Christ. See, so you have those two applications, the coming kingdom of God and the one that we are under now with Christ ruling in us. See, we look to God for everything. "Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also forgive our debtors." Since it's daily bread, forgive daily. Forgive daily. Why go around and hold grudges against people that you can do nothing about their behavior? See? Forgive them. Put them in God's hands. If it's a real big problem, say, "You know, God, I can't handle this. Please take care of it for me." And keep praying that prayer until God has taken care of it. He'll take care of it. He will take care of it. No, God's not going to use drones. He's got angels. And he has the seven eyes going through the whole earth. So he's got more understanding and intelligence than all of the drones we've been talking about, see. "And lead us not into temptation." Okay. That means don't deliver us into trial, but rescue us from the evil one. And he's out there working hard and overtime, and he's got a lot of helpers out there now, lots of them, through all sections of society. "For yours is the kingdom," because it's coming, "and the power," No one can go against God and the glory forever. So let's keep our eyes on the kingdom. Let's not worry about these groans. God will take care of them. But we need to keep doing what God wants us to do. So we had a little bit different Sabbath service today, but anyway, for all its faults and mistakes, we got it recorded. For our overseas offices, please check our website, www.cbcg.org.